Heartbreaker for the Jays last night. Fun game. Fun game. Back in action tonight again. Here's the GM of the Jays, Ross Atkins. How you doing, Ross?
Doing all right, Brian and Dave. Thanks for having me on, guys.
How long did it take you to get out of the Rogers Center last night with that flooding downtown?
Yeah, it was. I was in line as well. It took a while.
Let's begin with the Gibbons stuff, because that seems to be what everyone's talking about in the city. There's rumors, reports. I'm not sure how to label it. How would you define the status of John Gibbons for the rest of the season?
Oh, he's, Gibby and I every day enjoy talking about just how we can get better and, really have established a great deal of respect for him and have a great relationship and everything. All of our discussions are about our daily improvement, how to put the best foot forward for each game. And, as you know, we also now talk a lot more about our future, and he is very much a part of those discussions as we think about how we can improve the organization.
So he's 100% the manager the rest of the season?
Yeah, again, I don't know the best way to categorize these discussions. It really is. It's the best thing I can tell you is he is he's a pleasure to work with, and he is absolutely a part of all of our discussions that involve the future.
Well, but Ross, you can understand why we're trying to get a clarification here, because there's reports that he could be out by the end of the week, and it doesn't sound like you're definitively saying that he will be here even next week, let alone by the end of the season. So is that all you can tell us, is that you're just having conversations but no commitment long term?
Yeah, our commitment's to improvement and getting better every day. That goes for every employee here. So I absolutely respect and understand your interest and your inquiry, but our focus is on how we get better each day.
So have you been satisfied with him as a manager this year?
Yes. This is a team. This is a collective. We're not satisfied with our results, but we are absolutely satisfied with John Gibbons' process and his values.
So, Ross, obviously a big topic of discussion around this team in the last couple of weeks has been Roberto Osuna. You shipped him off at the deadline. I mean, I was interested in your thought process and the way it played out, because at one point, not too far before you traded him, you were talking about him being your closer. You were envisioning a possible future where he could be a member of the championship team you hope to build here, and something obviously changed. I mean, take us through what changed in that respect.
Really, it just comes down to we had a great opportunity to make a trade, and we feel good about the baseball deal. We are cognizant of the values component of that decision, but ultimately the deal made sense from a baseball perspective, and the return was the right return. And we have a pitching prospect in Hector Perez that will slide into our Double-A rotation and hopefully be a part of our Triple-A rotation next year and a big part of our depth, and two pitchers that have already had major league success in Paulino and Giles. So the return made sense for us.
With Ross Atkins, GM of the Jays, so would that have made sense if Houston called you in the spring before any of these legal issues? That you're telling us that was a deal you would have made prior to him being arrested and charged?
Well, I mean, look, you can't answer questions that way, but I can say that would have been fair value. But every situation and circumstance is different, and I'm sure you can appreciate that.
Well, in terms of your status in the farm system, I mean, we just referenced Baseball America, and I don't know how much stock you put in their rankings, but they came out with an updated ranking of the farm system this afternoon, and they have you guys ranked third. They got Vladdy Guerrero first in all baseball, Bo Bichette fifth, and a few other guys in the top 100. Whenever you come on, we try to get to some other names that could be affiliated with the future of this team. It's difficult to really know if you're a fan up in Toronto what's going on in single A, double A, triple A, etc. But with rosters expanding in September, which kids should we be prepared to be checking out? I mean, who should we be waiting for come this season?
Yeah, the challenge with that is with each of those decisions, the first person that will be made aware of that is the player. And so the players right now, we constantly focus on them being present and being the best they can be where they are. So making those types of commitments or promises are just potential distractions that we don't feel are worth it. So, you know, that's why we can't just tell you this is who's going to be here in September. I think, you know, following it, if you're following it closely, you can piece together where there will be opportunities and where performance dictates that that they should be here. But ultimately, it comes down to making sure we have playing time for them. So we are in a very fortunate situation right now. Not where we want to be, obviously, from a results standpoint in the major leagues, but we're going to have a lot of really solid options of players to consider that could come here.
Ross, obviously a big level of concern about the health of Josh Donaldson. What can you tell us about his progress to date?
Yeah, he's had a good couple of weeks, and I think we'll learn a great deal this week. He'll start more explosive exercises, whether that are closer or at 100% of effort level, 100% effort level of springs at sprinting, and that's when we can really start to push the needle closer to more strenuous baseball activity. And here's the great thing about Josh Donaldson, where he is in his career, he's not going to need a long rehab process and, you know, weeks of minor league games to get back into the fold. He's going to be able to play a couple of games, you know, maybe two or three, and come and join the major league team. So, you know, this is going to be a telling week, and that's what I can tell you. He's had a very productive couple of weeks. He's moving around like an elite athlete. So I think we're a lot closer to having a firmer timeline for you.
With Ross Atkins, GM of the Jays, sticking to that type of theme with injuries and uncertainty, I remember when Aaron Sanchez left the game in Anaheim, that's dating back to June 21st, my radar was going off. I'm like, this is a guy who's had blister issues in the past, and it was announced that it was a contusion. And we had you on the show, I think, a week or two later, and you were saying, listen, it's not going to take long, and it's a contusion, yet here we are in middle of August, and no one's seen anything out of him. What's the latest with Sanchez? What's going on with him?
He's throwing in a game tomorrow, and you know, I think, you know, with these players have to ultimately drive this process. So his health has been progressing in a very positive direction, and there aren't medical reasons for him not to progress. So you know, we have provided the resources, and Aaron has been pushing forward, and ultimately this is a timeline that has worked, you know, for both parties. And so, you know, I think it's the return of all of these things, and that's why you try to stay away from the timelines, is because they're always changing. With sometimes with progressions, there's steps backwards. So, you know, Aaron's in a very strong position now. It's the best we've seen him in some time. So I think, you know, after tomorrow's outing, you know, we'll know more whether he only needs one more or two more before he joins the major league team again.
Ross, obviously a lot of eyes are on Buffalo these days, with Vladdy Guerrero Jr. Making some inroads down there. I mean, it's very early in his AAA run, but obviously hitting .389 so far, getting his share. I mean, what would be the pros and cons of bringing him up in September in your mind?
You know, with every player, it's about the opportunity, it's about playing time, it being regular, where they are in their progression, what their performance dictates. So you have to weigh all of that. You weigh all of it with the lining it up for him to be the best potential major league player with the best potential major league team that you have. So ultimately, with Vladdy, there's going to be a time for sure. And, you know, we want to make sure that it's ideal. We want to make sure that it's ideal not only for day one for him, but what it means for the rest of his career. So, you know, unfortunately, he's missed some time this year, so this will be an important aspect of his development, seeing him play in AAA.
With Ross Atkins, a lot is made of kids coming through the system and getting to the major leagues to gain that major league experience. But when your name's Guerrero and your name's Bichette, you grew up in clubhouses, you grew up basically in the major leagues. Do you take that into consideration in terms of how much value you place in them actually getting big league experience, the fact that they were the kids of longtime major leaguers?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you take both into consideration, and I think you're right. I think they will definitely benefit from their life experiences and this will feel much more natural when they do arrive here than it does for players that don't have those last names. But, you know, the experience, and then the second part of that question, the actual experience, regardless of your pedigree, regardless of your life experience, is a powerful one. The first time that, you know, you're with a group of teammates that are at the best in the world at what they're doing and chasing the best in the world on the other side of the field is powerful. And, you know, you can't replicate 40,000 fans in some places and the third deck and, you know, the expectations that come with that is very difficult to replicate. So the experience is definitely important.
It's always good of you to take time for us. We appreciate it. We'll do it again down the road. Thank you, Ross.
Okay. All right, guys. Thanks for having me on.
This is Ross Atkins, GM of the Jays. So what he had to say about Gibbons, I got to be honest, what I took out of that is I've changed my opinion on where John Gibbons stands, because he would not give us a clear answer that he is a lock to be here for the rest of the year. And if he was, he would have. Like Ross and Mark Shapiro, all these management types, Shanahan's the same way, Masai, they can dance. When they don't want to give you an answer, they won't give you an answer. But if they feel like they can give you an answer, and it makes sense to give you an answer, they'll give you an answer.
Yeah.
And if Gibbons was a lock to be here the rest of the year, Ross Atkins would have said, absolutely, he's here for the rest of the year.
100%. Because if he was concerned with people continuing to ask questions about that, he'd give you the answer. He'd say, yeah, you know, I don't know where this is coming from. Of course, he's going to be here until the end of the year, because why wouldn't he be here until the end of the year? This is not about managing. He didn't say any of those things. And my spidey senses, like yours, went off in a big way. To where if I'm guessing, I'd say his firing is imminent.
I think so too. Yeah. I mean, or he's walking away or something.
Yeah.
Like, because I got to be honest, I was somewhat shocked sitting in the seat. I don't know
Same
how
here.
People were listening driving around the city, but I couldn't believe he wouldn't give more of an answer than that. And the fact, like, we had to push him on it.
Oh, yeah.
We had to push him on it.
Because he's so
infinite. That's the biggest story in the city right now.
Yeah.
Is John Gibbons going to be here the rest of the year?
Or the rest of the week.
Or the rest of the week. And we kept pushing on him, and he just said, listen, he's a part of the conversations for the future right now. He did not say he's here for the rest of the year. He would not say that. And if he was, and they knew he was, he would have definitive. I thought that's why he was coming on the show, I got
to
be honest.
Just to clear it all up.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought.
I thought he was coming on to be like, I don't know where this started. I don't know who started this. He's not going anywhere. And that's it.
Yeah.
And spread the word. Get it on SportsCenter. Tweet it out. Throw it on Instagram. That's enough. But he didn't do that.
He didn't say that. So, he said the opposite. He said basically we're committed to constant improvement, which you can interpret any way you want to interpret. I interpret it as, you know, they're constantly evaluating, you know, who they might be having in that chair on a day-to-day basis, and that includes today.
Right, and that has to it makes me wonder again, who started this? Is it them saying, for whatever reason, all of a sudden John Gibbons has to be the guy to go, or is it potentially Gibbons giving off a vibe like, I don't want to be around here, and this is all speculation, but if that is the case, I could understand why they'd be like, I can't have a guy who's blatantly putting forth this idea that he doesn't want to be.
Yeah.
Or telling everybody who's around, who's willing to talk to, that I'm not going to be here anymore, I don't want to be here, whatever. I can understand why they'd be like, all right, I'm not comfortable with this anymore.
Yeah.
You know, because if a player was doing that, they'd DFA him too. They'd be like, you got to get out of here. We can't have that kind of attitude around here. I just want to get to the end of September so I can go back to San Antonio or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm not saying that that's what Gibbons is doing, but it makes you wonder what is leading to this, because, yeah, at the end of the season, nobody would bat an eye. You know, Gibbons has been here for a long time. Mm-hmm. He's not their guy. They're rebuilding. They're going in a different direction. You could sell that.
It
whether people want to hear it or not,
yeah.
it would be a layup of all layups. But why you would do it in mid-August when you're not playing for anything and nothing ostensibly has changed on the surface is one I don't have an answer for you.
Here's a theory. I mean, it's just a theory. But, I mean, if he's talking about September call-ups, you're looking at the Baseball America's, you know, rated third farm system in baseball. Maybe they're worried about, hey, what's the tone of the clubhouse when we bring all these young kids up for their first Major League experience in September? And do we want their first Major League experience to be what we're seeing right here with John Gibbons in charge? And the only thing you can conclude, if you actually believe the reports that John Gibbons is on the hot seat here and that he may not be in this job much longer, let alone the end of this series, is that maybe they're not comfortable with that. Maybe they're not comfortable with the tone around the Blue Jays right now, and they want something different.